Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with my friend Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. That means it's Take Control Tuesday, and we're going into a new year getting financially healthy. How you doing, Manta?
I'm fine. How are you, Randy? You know, that's right, but we're not talking about New Year's resolutions or things like that. We're talking about financially healthy behaviors, behaviors that will make you healthy when it comes to your money. Now, there are six basic behaviors. We don't have time to go through them all now, but I want to encourage people to go to MoneySmartLife.org. We just put up a blog post on them. We're going to go through them in detail as we progress through this series. Mm-hmm. The first one that we talk about on the blog post is effective use of financial tools.
Wow.
There are eight financial tools that are available to working class families. And here's the thing, Randy. Since man started evolving, what makes us different than animals is use of tools. And that's true of your money as well.
Good.
If you don't use the money tools that are available to you effectively, you will not have a lot of chance at success. So once again, we want to encourage people to go to MoneySmartLife.org, click on the bingeable blog post button, and you'll go right to this latest posting that starts this series. Get healthy financially by doing the right behaviors.
And using the right tools. Man, that light bulb went off in my head when you said that.
Absolutely. And listen, the tools we talk about are available to most working class families. We're talking about credit cards, credit scores, insurance, and a variety of other things. Like you said, there's eight of them. Check out the blog post, MoneySmartLife.org, or go to our new URL, TakeControlTuesday.com, and get the information there.
Thank you so much, Manta.
Thank you.